Never before recent generations would it have been possible to imagine that man could destroy the earth. Yet thousands of years ago, it was written in the Bible that it would be. Never before recent generations, even recent years, was it imaginable the growth of knowledge that artificial intelligence would bring. Yet thousands of years ago, God forewarned that knowledge, not wisdom, would increase. He sent his Son to save us from ourselves, made it clear what following him would mean. Yet only lip service is found. Genesis 2:15. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it.
Isaiah 51:6.
The earth will wear out like a garment.
Isaiah 24:3-5.
The land shall be entirely emptied and utterly plundered, for the Lord has spoken this word. The earth mourns and fades away. The world languishes and fades away. The haughty people of the earth languish. The earth is also defiled under its inhabitants, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment.
For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear.
There is no faithfulness, no love, no acknowledgement of God in the land. There is only cursing, lying, and murder, stealing and adultery. They break all bounds, and bloodshed follows bloodshed.
Because of this, the land dries up, and all who live in it waste away. The beasts of the field, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea are swept away.
But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase.
And that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth.
He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me.
And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
Thousands of people are dying every year, on every continent, from lifestyles that bear no resemblance to God's Genesis instruction to look after the earth, nor Jesus' instruction to love even our enemy. We are growing fat whilst others starve, yet say we follow Christ. We elect fat leaders who promise to make us fatter, yet say that we follow Christ. We ignore the prophets and appoint church leaders who will soften the message so it's not heard. Or even worse, surround ourselves with leaders and friends who will tell us what we want to hear, yet say that we follow Jesus Christ. We deceive ourselves, but we can't deceive God, nor can we draw others to him when we don't even follow him ourselves. The clock is ticking. The time to repent is now.